You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:01 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The highlights, headlines from the weekend. Deshaun Watson eliminates all Texans references from all of his social media. Okay. David Culley announced, he had his press conference as the new head coach of your team. That happened after our show. You guys probably heard a bunch of it on Friday. Rockets win over the weekend. They take care of business against the Pelicans.
Five straight.
Five straight, and Christian Wood looks awesome. Christian Wood is playing all-star. I think he was 11 of 13. I mean, you want to talk about efficient, 9 rebounds. He only played in like 27 minutes.
Did you see the inbounds play they had where, I don't know why I've never seen anyone do this before. John Wall kept giving him a look. And they had three, so the ball is out left of the basket. Just think it's right there, free throw line, left of the basket. Inbounds play. Three guys go way out to the other side around the perimeter, and it's just Christian Wood basically with one guy, and he just throws a lob up, and Christian Wood went to dunk it, got fouled, and got free throws. Like, it was, and Matt Bullard, of course, just geeked out on it. He just was, what an unbelievable play. You just basically created a one-on-one with the better athlete. Although Hayes is a pretty good athlete, but it was just a really smart play that Steven Silas designed. Really smart play, or whoever designed it, but I'm assuming Steven Silas. But it was weird. I didn't see a ton of step-back threes.
Yeah. And you saw a lot of defense, too,
mm-hmm.
which we've been
since
seeing.
James has been traded. The Nets are the worst defensive team in basketball, and the Rockets are the best defensive team in basketball. It's not a lie.
Is that a coincidence?
True. I don't think so.
Matthew Stafford was traded for Jared Goff and third this year, two firsts the next 2 years, and then a second too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a second as well? A second is in there as well?
Second or a third. I think it was a second, yeah.
Well, there's a third this year, a first and a first, and then is there another one? Whatever the case may be. And Jared Goff, but you got to take on Jared Goff's contract. Jared Goff says he thinks that...
Wasn't that crazy how quick this happened? All of a sudden we heard, it's a really bad marriage. It may not be able to be repaired. Like, what?
And just last
Goff
week...
Goff and McVay?
Yeah.
I never heard any
of that
stuff.
Well, apparently Goff says that McVay has been bad-mouthing him. Troy Aikman has just been brutal. Apparently, I'd have to watch every Rams game. But apparently Troy Aikman is none too lenient on Jared Goff. And one time he says, it just doesn't get any uglier than that when Goff had thrown an interception. You know that Bill Belichick wants the game in Jared Goff's hands on a pregame before the Rams were playing the Patriots. Jeff Darlington says Aikman feels almost uncomfortable giving credit to Jared Goff for literally not missing a snap after popping his thumb back into place. Can't understand his disdain for him. So bizarre. Well, Goff thinks that that Sean McVay, in those production meetings before the games, that McVay's just like, dude sucks. He just sucks.
Well, you're the one who signed him, but... Well,
less it.
So he's going to make $25 million base. His cap hit is $27 million this year. It's $25 million the year after that, and then they have an out, or they can keep going at $25 million, $26 million. Like, it's, you know, by NFL standards.
Well, and
it's actually not a bad contract for you. You get to check it out for 2 years, and if you don't like him for 2 years, then you can cut him. There's no dead cap. If you do like him, you have a $25 million deal.
Well, and here's the thing about this is if you're 26. Detroit, you've been paying Matthew Stafford, right? You've been paying him very well.
Yeah.
And you haven't won anything. I mean, you know, Matthew Stafford is better, but not with all of these draft picks. I think Detroit won this deal. First of all, I think you almost have to sign a guy. You have to pick up a guy if you're going to trade. If you're Detroit, and this may be the case with the Texans too, is the guy with a long-term contract. a rookie deal or a long-term deal because he ain't re-signing with you. And guess what?
Or you got to prove it to him.
Yeah.
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 You need a little time.
Now, yeah, if the city loves him, if Jared Goff, if he goes there and the city loves him and the coaching staff and he plays and there's no drama and you know what, they play okay or whatever, I could see him staying there, being at a place where, you know what, they like me here as opposed to L.A. He knows they didn't like him in L.A. I mean, when Les Snead comes out and says, yeah, he's our quarterback for now. What?
You knew something was going on.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. That's the vote of confidence by an athletic director. Oh, yeah. No. Oh, guess what? You're gone.
No, we're good with that.
No, we're good with him
right now.
Yeah, no, he's good. But anytime, I've never heard a general manager say, well, yeah, he's our quarterback for now, or whatever he said. I was like, wow, that is brutal. And Matthew Stafford want now too. Man, the Rams think they are all that. They think Matthew Stafford just puts them over the top.
Okay, cool.
No, I know, right?
He could, like, he's better than Goff. You look at the division, and Arizona hasn't quite gotten over the top. And the Cliff thing started to get a little sour at the end of the year. So I'm not sure that team's headed in the right direction right now. It didn't look good at the end of the year for Russell Wilson, although I still like Seattle, but their defense was really stinky, especially the secondary, one of the worst secondaries in pro football this year. Now, they had some injuries, too. The 49ers have Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, they got a talented team, but they got Jimmy Garoppolo when he's healthy, and maybe Nick Mullins.
Yeah.
So I could see where that could be. Then you look at Drew Brees is out, right, in New Orleans, so you don't know what's going to happen there.
Well, and honestly, going into the season, that was by far the best division. And when you look at the teams, the 49ers were okay. The Rams were okay. They were good, okay. Arizona was good, and then not really.
Seattle was great,
and then not that good.
And then fell off. You look at Aaron Rodgers, and Seattle gave up a lot of picks for, although they always trade out the first anyway, but they gave up picks for Jamal Adams. And you have Aaron Rodgers, but who else in that division? Not Minnesota, not the Lions. Who am I missing?
Chicago.
There's a bunch of teams. The Rams might be the best team in NFL next year.
In
the NFC. There's a chance. Nobody in the East. Tom Brady is another year older. Drew Brees just left the Saints. The NFC just went kind of, I don't know what's going on with the NFC right now. AFC, you feel like, okay, Lamar Jackson's still there. Pat Mahomes is still there.
Yeah, maybe they are. You know what? And they're just a year removed from being at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So
they've got some NFL talent. It's just they've given up so much. I mean, they were already all in, and now they're doubly all in. So if they don't get it done, that thing's going to break apart at the seams pretty quickly. And the Chiefs are going to get hit with some salary cap stuff soon, where they're going to have to make decisions on players. It's the same way with the Astros. That's what the Chiefs are going to deal with. It's a good run for a good amount of time, but at some point there's going to be some big money decisions that they're going to have to make that are probably going to mean some guys have to go. But you look at the AFC, Colts don't have a quarterback. Ben looked terrible at the end of the year. Steelers looked terrible at the end of the year. Josh Allen and that team look like they're built to last. Well, who else? The Ravens look like they're built to last. Kansas City. Chargers?
Yeah, the Chargers are going to be good for a while, but, I mean, I think the
Titans. Can't make that point with I guess the Titans, kind of. They get better defensively, maybe kind of the Titans.
And the Texans.
The Browns? The thing holding back the Browns, I think, is maybe Baker Mayfield. So I'm not saying he's bad. I just don't know that he's good enough to reach the level that they want to reach.
That's Pittsburgh.
Joe Burrow and Bengals? Maybe they get better in a hurry. Maybe that's a team that comes up. No, the Dolphins are going to be the come-up team.
No, the Texans. Yeah. The Texans are going to be the come-up team.
Dolphins are going to be the come-up team. And maybe, and I do think the Bengals, with the picks that they have, I think the Bengals could get kind of interesting pretty quickly. Same way the Browns did.
All right, on the other side.
You know, Bengals-Browns. Just in Bills. That's just, what, just good football.
That's football.
Yeah. Just that's, I mean, that's the way the NFL has always been. Well, Bengals, the Browns, the Ravens will be around. Bills.
The Ravens will be
around. Signed late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, right. 9-11 ESPN 97.5. Let's take a break. And then PJ, Chris, anybody else? Someone 378-03776.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How about Matthew Stafford said the only team he wouldn't go to was the Patriots? That's like
the best. I don't want to go anywhere Matt Patricia is. Like, understandable.
Well,
we assume that's what
it was. I played for Matt Patricia. I don't want to be anywhere near that type of atmosphere again.
That's probably what it, and everyone's already said, not. No, it's not like fun. He probably had an agent say, Tom Brady. I know Tom Brady. Who knows? Maybe they have the same agent. And he says it's not even fun when you're winning. No,
but I was listening to Gronk. He was asked this week, or last week, whatever, on a podcast. So what's the difference between playing for Bruce Arians and Bill Belichick? And he wouldn't crush him. He said, man, my experience there was great. Both guys, one guy's a defensive guy, one guy's an offensive guy. But, yeah, you can be yourself here. He was like, yeah, the difference is you can be yourself here, but, you know, I'm never going to – he's not going to badmouth Bill Belichick.
No, that's good.
Yeah. Now, you couldn't – I mean, Gronk was still himself with the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Hernandez was able to be himself. You know, I mean, he was. Yeah.
Tom was able to be himself, wasn't he?
I don't know. I think Tom's like, I really, really, really like it here.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a long time to be connected to Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm. maybe this has a little bit to do with, I don't think he said, did this really, really happen?
What?
That Jared Goff said, I would pipe Sean's girlfriend? See, because somebody said earlier that Deshaun needs to say that about, I'm not going to say, about somebody's wife.
No. Deshaun apparently does not want to be James Harden.
I would pipe Sean's girlfriend. Jared Goff's leaked text message in group chat with teammates reveals his love for his coach's girlfriend. Listen, have you seen Sean McVay's girlfriend? Any straight guy would say the same thing. This is not something that would get you traded.
Oh, yeah, it could.
No.
What if you don't? Oh. What if you're not playing up? Let's look at his stats and his numbers.
What do you mean?
That's what got him traded.
These things have broken up basketball teams.
Yeah.
No, I would. Basketball teams get broken up because they actually
it's enough.
Did it.
The coach doesn't
it's
want
enough.
You telling
people
that. I
would pipe your girlfriend.
Look if at somebody, her.
So, well, did you like it when Lamar Odom was side-eyeing Wendy?
No, but I wasn't working with Lamar Odom.
Would you have been okay with it if you were?
I worked with plenty of guys that were side-eyeing Wendy.
And they said, I'd like to pipe your girlfriend.
You're going to get a fresh one.
And he got a fresh one called a trade.
Beat it. Right.
He got a fresh one called a trade to Detroit.
If you had
the
ability.
It's the ultimate get back.
It's the ultimate fresh one.
If you had the ability to send one of those dudes to Wisconsin, you would have done it.
Yeah.
What he did is send him to Detroit.
Yeah,
that's what he could do.
That is
and he
so
got,
terrible.
That's what he did.
That is so terrible. I didn't know that was true because somebody earlier said, I think it was Jackie said, all he needs to do is send out a text that says, I want to pipe so-and-so's wife.
Yeah. Golly, I just don't even like that for Deshaun.
No.
That's not the angle he wants to play.
Probably not.
He wants to be friends with, you know, he wants kids to like him. And like James doesn't care, right? James will do. James, I respect James.
Well, which
James
one do you respect more?
Well, I respect James for sitting in just strip clubs with no masks on, wearing fat suits, you know, doing James stuff.
I mean,
just doing James stuff. Deshaun doesn't want to be known as that.
Yeah, but look, I mean, I don't want to get into it, but which one would you respect more? The upfront approach of James or the, hey, I'm nice and friendly to the public, but I still like to do stuff.
I kind of feel like that's a little overplayed too about Deshaun, by the way.
The nice friendly thing?
Yeah, that's a little overplayed.
Yeah. There's some stuff out there. I mean, he likes to have a good time.
He likes to have a good time.
I don't think he's a bad guy.
I'm fine with that, but I don't know that he's all that affable and
squeaky clean image.
Well, I'm not talking about. I don't even give a rat's ass. Well, do what you want to do. You're a grown man and you're single. Go out and do your stuff.
He's not single.
But that he's so wonderfully
not married.
He's so open and no, that's not the case. He's very, and maybe the guy's somewhat introverted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
possible,
fine.
Certainly.
But he's not the. He's not. Hey, we're best friends right away.
Well, I understand that approach.
No new friends.
Yeah,
I'm not going to hate on him for that. I understand
totally
that approach
that.
Completely.
You totally get that.
Hey, I barely know you. I'm not going to be friends with you. Who are you again?
PJ is on the HRP listener line. What do you say, PJ?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
Hey, neat stuff. Hey, I just want to get a quick question. Okay, we all know the NFL is hypocritical. Now, what's the difference between the NFL, the Rams, saying, okay, Goff, we don't believe in you no more. Even though we just signed you, we're getting rid of you. And now Deshaun say, okay, I don't believe in the organization no more. Even though I just signed the contract, I want out. The Rams wanted out, they got out. So what's the difference between the two? Both of them agreed to the contract. And I just wish, we just stop bashing the players so much because the ownership does it. Okay, we don't believe in you no more. We're moving on from you. It should be a new agency.
That's a setup. You don't get free agency whenever. There is free agency. And if Deshaun could have gotten a free agency within, 3 years? There's a difference between free agency and the trade. That's part of it. I mean, this is the contract that you signed. I understand all that, but I mean, this is the way it's. Well, it's not like this is new.
He's got a point. I mean, the team said, I just signed a contract with you. You're my guy, and then you trade him. You know what? There's
it's that way in literally every sport.
That's
why are we acting like this is something?
He's not saying it's brand new, but or football. He's just saying, hey, the owners want it out, or the team front office want it out.
Then you can't have guaranteed money.
Well, then that's
and you can't have signing bonuses to hit the team, and you can't have like if you want to do something where players can leave whenever they want. First of all,
they hit signing bonuses, and they hit and the team took the hit on Goff. Took the hit. Oh well, we're going to trade him.
Yeah, because the team
made it's literally the
same
thing.
No, the team didn't have this decision. They didn't want to. They don't want to trade Deshaun, but he got all that signing bonus.
But what if Jared Goff didn't want to get traded?
But they had to pay him cash. What?
Wait.
What do you mean? This is literally why is it an issue today, but it wasn't an issue for the last six decades? Why did it become an issue today?
Well,
this has always been the case.
First of all, that's not the case. I mean, guys have worked their way out of deals. And oh, by the way, John Elway, Eli Manning,
no trades were made. Deals.
I understand that, but they worked the system so that they didn't have to go to a team they didn't want to be at.
John, this is different than getting paid $27 million and not even playing a game.
Well, he has been playing for them.
But he got paid $27 million for the new contract that his guy negotiated. And now they won out. His guy negotiated a deal. The timing is a bad look.
I think TJ's issue is fine. You want to make deals, but the owners and the GMs and the front office should be held to the same, if you want to, scrutiny that the player is. Because you know what? Prime example is Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin was a free agent, could have gone anywhere. The Clippers had this giant presentation for him and go, you know what? We love you. We want you to, because they lost Chris Paul. DeAndre Jordan's gone. We want you to be the cornerstone of our franchise.
A no trade clause. Deshaun's got a no trade clause. Why are we crying?
No one's crying. Point, TJ's point is, let's hold them to the same scrutiny that you're holding the players.
That's right. And that's right. And just because it was that way for six decades doesn't mean that it's right.
Same scrutiny.
Wait a minute. It doesn't mean that it's right.
But what do you mean it doesn't mean that it's right? This is the way sports is constructed.
And you know what's been happening for like 10 decades? Players play for free for colleges. You know what's not right?
But this isn't college.
No, but this is the pros. Same thing. Same concept. Same concept.
Look, this is.
It's all been one-sided toward the owners. You just care about big money.
No,
you don't care about.
I want to be serious on this.
I am too.
But this is kind of ridiculous. You are. This is the way the league is set up. If you don't want to play in the league, you don't have to.
No, you don't have to. But this is just because this is the way the league has been set up and the way it's been happening for six decades doesn't mean it's
okay,
the right
way.
Okay,
so then who gets to decide when you go? And then nobody should go. Sign a contract, they can't trade you, and you can't get cut. I mean, you can't request a trade, and they can't trade you. Let's do that then.
Okay, well,
make that fair.
That's why baseball is better, because their money is guaranteed. Their money is guaranteed.
Yeah, but you can trade or not trade still.
Right. Or you can get a no trade.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. There are no trades in the NFL unless it's mutually agreed upon. You don't get a rich crust to trade. You can't get out whenever you want.
Well, let me ask you.
The only way is if it's...
Okay, so wait a minute. So you just said something that might be better. That might be better.
What?
So better than the way that it's been happening. He's saying this is a bad deal. Jared Goff just signed a deal, and it's a bad... You know what? Jared Goff wanted to be in L.A. Jared Goff signed with L.A. L.A. trades him. Deshaun signs with the Texans, but doesn't want to be here. Trade me. I mean, it's the same thing, only the opposite. Maybe your way is better. Just because it's been happening for six decades doesn't mean it's right.
But now you're limiting player movement completely.
Okay, so?
That's the bargaining thing.
That's the argument is that they don't want
that. Well, maybe that's better.
Well, I was going to ask you, why does the model that's currently going on seem like the right... You don't seem to have an issue with the Clippers signing Blake Griffin the offseason to a long-term deal then shipping him to Detroit, a place he never would have signed with.
Well, I think that's a one-off. You're not talking about a normal... That's not normally the case.
But it can happen.
So what it happened? We also have guys, Le'Veon Bell, we also have guys getting out of their deals. Listen, the NFL cannot get to the NBA. It cannot happen because they know it's a nightmare.
Le'Veon's like a one-off, too. It doesn't happen that often.
Antonio Brown did the same thing.
It doesn't happen that often, though.
Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, you mentioned Eli Manning. You mentioned John Elway. I mean, these are guys who are deciding.
But wait a minute. You just said those are different. So don't bring those up. Those are different because that was a draft. So,
but they didn't
want
to go somewhere.
So wait. So they didn't want to. That's right. But that is so rare, dude. What is happening with Deshaun is so rare. What is happening, what happened with Le'Veon Bell is so rare.
I don't understand why this is how, but this is how the league is set up. Player move, where the leagues get a move commodity.
Why does that make it right?
Hold on. This is how the league is set up. You are commodities. You are going to be paid a good salary and all that stuff. But you are commodities that can be moved. This concept is not hard to understand.
Well, the initial premise by TJ wasn't that he doesn't understand what's going on and it's wrong. He just said, why are owners and front offices held to a different account? Why is it just okay when a player does it, there's an issue?
Because how the league is. Because you have free... Here's why. You want to know then I'll give you the answer. Because you have free agency. And when you sign a contract, now you want out after you sign a contract. That doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here. I understand why Deshaun wants out. But this is legitimately the problem. That now the Texans get punished with, you get to keep their $27 million, and they have to take a $22 million cap hit, and they paid two first-rounders for you, not just one, but a second first-rounder, and they gave up two first-rounders to get a tackle for you. Like, they have gutted some of the team. Some of their moves were bad moves, but it was all because they wanted Deshaun Watson. They gave up an additional first. The reality is they gave up four first-rounders for Deshaun Watson. One was their, they had their own pick. But they gave up three additional first-rounders for Deshaun Watson, $27 million in cash, and now they got a $22 million hit, and now he wants to go. That's a lot. One of the reasons why this team is in a nightmare situation is they had to get a tackle for Deshaun.
Well, the reality is, as John pointed out, what Deshaun is attempting to do is very rare, particularly for the quarterback position. And you know why? Because extraordinary events have happened here, and you can point to them and go, the Texans are run. They're probably the worst run franchise in all of sports. You know what stars generally don't do with good franchises? They generally don't ask to leave. If the Texans were run well,
yeah, he wouldn't have asked to leave.
I agree with that.
That's absolutely.
Except for David Mulgeta's clients have done this four times now. Kalichio Simile, Jalen Ramsey. Now I can't remember who the other guy was, but Jalen Ramsey did that with the Rams. Remember, he weaseled his way out. David Mulgeta client. Deshaun Watson.
Well,
the same
and again,
thing.
But again,
that was 2 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, but Jalen Ramsey was in what was then the worst organization. Where
so you're not allowed to have a downtime at all.
You downtime?
The Texans have gone to the playoffs in four of the last 6 years.
Right.
Right. And they have a bad year this year. I will short the Texans. I don't think they're going to be good.
The bad year wasn't why.
Here's what an agent says. If you want to do whatever you want as a player, then all you do is sign one-year deals. He goes, you do what Kirk Cousins did. You make them franchise you until they can't afford you, and then you move on. Deshaun does have options. Players do have options. It's called free agency, and it is called one-year deals.
Right.
You don't sign three or four, and they got a no-trade client.
That guaranteed contract. Deal that he signed, okay, so he gets long-term, but he's doesn't mean that the team is tied to him. Now, if he didn't have the no-trade clause, the team wouldn't be tied to him. They could ship him anywhere. They could do whatever they want with his contract because they could ship him out. He's still got to live by that contract wherever he goes. So he signed a contract, but he still has to live by the contract.
You know Mike Thomas is next, right? All these guys are getting out whenever they want to get out. They want it to be like the NBA where they can get out whenever they want. They want everlasting, evergreen free agency. That's not good.
Well, listen,
that's terrible for the sport.
Because the NFL players have had the worst players association and the worst contracts in all the sports. They look at baseball, they look at basketball.
But it's not as bad now.
And they go, wow. Wait a minute. We have to change the system here.
Yeah, it's not
and
as
you know
bad.
What they're doing? They're changing the system.
And how many players?
But that's not part of a change. You change finances. You don't get to just move whenever you want to just because you don't like it. Like, life shouldn't be one big transfer portal. You will hate the sport if everyone is moving.
But that's not like everyone. Soccer. It's not everyone. How many players does
everybody
this apply to?
I love soccer,
Hold
too,
on
by the
second.
Way.
I'm telling you now.
Everybody
you guys,
loves
you guys,
soccer, by the way.
You guys can come back. That's you guys true, can actually. Come back to me in 3 years. We just had 30 guys opt out of a Senior Bowl game. They just like, nope, we're done. We're not doing it. We have people opting out of season and mid. Talk to any NFL person you know and ask them, do you think we're going to start seeing more opt-outs? Yes. The next thing is, I know Zoe and I were talking about this, you're going to see a lot of juniors who don't even play football.
Let me ask you something, John.
That's not great.
We've had this discussion before. Did the opt-outs affect the way you watch college football this year? You didn't even think about those players.
You know what? I don't
care.
It
does in basketball, Dale. When guys don't play anymore,
I'll tell you this. I don't give a rat. I wouldn't even have. I haven't watched a Senior Bowl in 20 years. No one gives a rat's ass. You know what I saw, though? A college football playoff that not one guy opted out. Not one.
Not yet.
Or maybe they will, and maybe they won't.
Not yet. But all the other bowls that have charity ties to them, they're going to go away because they're not going to be sustainable. You can't sell tickets, and then it's going to get even harder when all the best
bowls
players.
Anyway,
I don't even think we should have bowls.
9:30 ESPN, 97.5. Chris, Anthony, and Gilbert. We got Gilbert that's called in. We'll get him on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we've got a bunch of calls in here, so let's go. 713-780-3776. The HRNP listener line. Chris is next. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I'm listening to you guys every morning.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Chris.
I was calling about the Jared Goff situation, and there is some truth to those leaked texts. I have a relative that works closely with the Rams, and I won't mention his name, but he told me when I saw that, I called him. I was like, what's going on with that? That was bad. And he said, well, if you say you want to do stuff to the coach's wife, that's what happened to you. And I was like, goodness. And then I saw that leaked messages, and it's more than just that message. So that's something, Lance, you might want to look into. This is some wild stuff.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
I'm going to hang up and listen.
See, that is something that can cause some acrimony, especially if the coach doesn't really like you anyway. If the coach doesn't even really like you, I could see how that could be a problem.
Yeah, no. If you got to perform, listen, if he was Pat Mahomes, McVay would have gone, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, she's fine.
Stay away
she?
From her, but yeah. Dude, his girlfriend is smoking hot. She's a Russian model or something. I mean, smoking hot.
Any are they married guy is now, or are they boyfriend, girlfriend,
still,
right?
I think they're still his girlfriend. Dell wants him to get married.
I don't care one way or the other. Veronica from Ukraine. And you know where this came from?
Who leaked this?
Spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
You know where that came from?
That's where that came from.
That's right.
You all said that you wanted. That was,
yeah. He was so upset.
I didn't put that in a group text. I would not say anything bad in a group text.
Yeah.
You say plenty of things bad in group text.
You were mad at him because he has
everybody.
You were mad at him because he had that girlfriend.
And they were going
he was a head coach of a team at like 14 years old.
No.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, it was because I didn't like the way he handled the Super Bowl.
No, that wasn't true. It at all.
It was out of jealousy.
I like to spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
you have anything that shows context.
No, it was you I were jealous was, of him.
Right
you
after the Rams upset. Didn't cover in
that's,
the Super Bowl, if I remember
true.
Correctly.
No, just, you were see. Upset because of all the great things happening to Sean
yeah,
McVay
in his life.
You're a hater is what
he's
you are.
He's in the Super Bowl.
That is the definition of a hater.
He's the Doogie Howser of...
Like, that was the definition of a hater.
That was a hater.
Yeah, that's a hater. If you are mad because somebody has a really good life or whatever,
yeah.
That's being a hater.
And coming from a guy who's blessing his own life. He's getting mentioned on Pro Football Talk.
That
he's
doesn't got, make it... Then that just brings me more heat.
He's got 15 children. He's got a new patio. Loving wife. All blessings. These blessings, and you're upset with Sean McVay.
I like NFL to spit coach. In his mouth while he sleeps.
Appreciate what you have, sir.
What if Deshaun Watson says bluntly, "Fire Jack Easterby, and I'll stay him or me"? Then what? I mean, if the answer is not they're firing Jack Easterby, then
I thought Cal has already made his mind up on that.
I think he has. But what if Jack told Cal to fire him?
Why would Jack do what? That?
If Jack Easterby were an honorable man, he would resign.
Who do you think Cal would pick? Easterby or Deshaun?
Who does he get to play catch with?
Deshaun will play catch with him.
Will Deshaun set up his train set?
No, see, he doesn't have a train set. We got to stop that narrative.
I had a scout say, "Hey, how's it going with Conductor Cal down there?" I said, "That's the most." He goes, "Well, you're the one that made me laugh when you said he's playing with a train set." And
you insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
I don't like the name Conductor Cal. I'm just going to tell you
great.
That right
no,
now.
No.
It's funny.
I don't feel like it's an appropriate thing to say.
Yeah. I heard him using it on the afternoon show. Like, they started it. Come on, boys.
Oh, they're all taking credit for that now?
All this stuff. Well, we started...
The Game of Thrones references, Lord
Baelish. Yeah, Lord of the Rings, all the people. They're stealing all our crap.
Mm-hmm. We need to have a conversation. I'm not going to be here
for it. What are the odds Wednesday?
What are the odds? Well, what are the odds like Wednesday that the Blitz was still one of our bits? Is that the question you're asking?
No, it's still... We still do that.
100%.
Oh, I'm sure that they're going to start doing some Chinese accents or something, too.
I don't think anyone's touching that.
You can have that one.
Yeah, they'll give that one to you.
Okay.
I think they might. If there was a show that would do well, Josh or them, they might take a shot with it.
Let us know. Josh might do it.
Yeah, Josh. I can see Josh doing it.
Everybody asked Josh to do male golf or female golf for food.
Oh, I don't know.
I think he'll do
you,
it.
You better were the one that came up with the gong.
No, that was Raheel.
No, that was Raheel
because I remember the email. I was like, what is this? Oh, you want me to play this?
And the gong. Where's your gong?
It's gone now.
It's gone?
And then he gets to Raheel's like, I didn't, huh? That's Dell.
He's playing it. The emails will tell you the story.
Anthony is next. What's up, Anthony?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good. How you doing?
Good. All right. I have to agree with Lance. About you not want the NFL to become the NBA. I used to be an NBA fan when I was kids, but when they start having these super teams and now you can pretty much tell who's going to win at the end of the season, it's not fun for me anymore. So I started watching the NFL more, and now if Deshaun Watson gets out of his contract, that's going to open a floodgate for everybody. So if the Texans want to do right and the NFL wants to keep the sport pure, they should make Deshaun Watson, if he really wants to be traded, sit for 5 years just to prove a point. I mean, it's going to suck for the Texans. It's going to suck for us. But if the NFL becomes the NBA, I guarantee you they're going to lose a lot of fans.
Well, you mean...
Trust me
okay,
on that.
So
I have to agree with Lance.
Anthony, so you don't want it to be like the NBA. You don't want the same team to win every year. You mean like the Patriots? Has there been a team?
Yeah, because the Patriots are smart.
Well, yeah.
The way
guess what they did every year?
Best quarterback ever.
And now, guess what?
Now,
guess who's winning every year?
Who?
The Chiefs.
Well, but, I mean, it's not like basketball where the players just gang up. They drafted well. I mean, they made a move. They took a chance with Pat.
No, I know, but he doesn't want to. You know who's going to be there.
But he's saying where players just move and super team it up. Name the NFL super team.
He didn't say that. He said where you know who's going to
win
every year.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Well, the Patriots.
The NFL's been worse. about that.
But the Patriots weren't winning every year. They had one team who's a historic dynasty because of the greatest quarterback.
Well, how did the Warriors become good? They drafted well, and then they made one signing. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the team. I don't think it's the basketball models where guys just want to get out whenever they want to get out. James signs a deal, and he just decides he wants to get out after literally. And it's the Rockets' fault for giving him all the stuff he wanted and giving him all that control. I mean, that's kind of on them. But as long as it's mutually beneficial, the trade thing is fine to me. I mean, this is not unusual. If the Texans decide it's beneficial for them, and I do think they can rebuild their roster faster by dealing Deshaun, that's not even up for debate. You get better faster without Deshaun than you do with Deshaun. But the problem is, it's a relative term. You get better up to a certain point, but if you don't have a really good quarterback, you're Jared Goff, or you're a team with a Jared Goff or a whoever. Like, you could, but the roster can get better with draft picks. There's no way around that. If the NFL would give special dispensation and say, we will not charge you the $22 million on the cap hit for moving Deshaun, that'd be great for the Texans. Unfortunately, Deshaun's cap hit is going to wipe out any cap savings that you get with J.J. Watt. That'll just zero out. And then you still have to deal with your cap stuff to be able to have actual free agency money. So the Deshaun thing is, if you're going to take a $22 million cap hit and you're going to lose one of the top young quarterbacks in the league, you are going to have to get a big package of picks back. There's just no way around it. But I think at some point the Texans will definitely
consider
it.
Well, you don't do it unless you do.
Well, they're
and then
playing.
You know what, Deshaun, you sit. We suck. We get a number one overall pick, and we go from there. And then you got 5 years left with us, and then we do it again.
And at some point, we will trade you.
At some point, maybe.
But if Deshaun plays nice with them, they're more likely to, because then it's easier to try to facilitate a trade if they can get on board and, hey, Deshaun, can you expand your team, your list of these two teams too?
Well, they're not going to try to do that. What they're going to try to do is talk him into staying.
Well, I get it, but Deshaun can just say, no, I can't.
Yeah. Are you getting a new owner? That's the deal.
No, he
you
won't.
Said it's Easterby or me. If it's not really, Easterby or me. It's Cal or me.
If you said, all right, Cal stepping down, you think Deshaun all of a sudden wants
at this
to play?
At this point,
I think it would change things.
You do?
Yes.
Do you, Dell? I think it's past that point.
The Cal thing, sure, stepping down, but who's going to replace Cal?
Will he have any, instead of having Cal there, maybe. We could have somebody smart.
I think it made it easy for Deshaun. He could say,
will he have any confidence in the guy replacing Cal?
Yeah, that guy seems Cal? Like he looks like he's smarter.
I think it's too far down the road for Deshaun.
You want me to show you some pictures of Cal?
I've talked about the faraway glance in his eyes. I know what you're saying. I've seen the other brother. I get it. But at this point, isn't it too down the road for Deshaun? Like, you know what? Thanks for firing Cal. I'm back. And what kind of guy would he look like if he got the owner to step down? And he's like, oh, I'll play for you now. Because the owner of the teams, or the he's not even the owner, whatever his title is, with Janice is the owner. Janice McNair is the owner. You got rid of the blessed son. He's not around anymore. Okay, I'll play. Now, I think this is over.
All right, 9:42 ESPN 97.5. Yeah, but then he's gonna have to sit because I don't think they get a deal for him. I don't think anybody's gonna make the offer that they think they're gonna get.
We'll wait and see.
We'll see. 9:44.
Because remember, even if they do, Deshaun's got to want to play there.
Yep.
So if Deshaun really wants out,
yep.
If you really want out, like,
unless you want to sit, Deshaun,
open it up.
713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Move over yourself!
Real.
Let's go!
Fun. Sports.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
There's a question from Rhino says, can the Texans demand their signing money back, either from Deshaun or the team they're trading him to? they actually can for sitting out. They can go after their signing bonus. But that's not for trading them. It's to my knowledge, they've already paid the signing bonus. So any team he gets traded to, they don't have to pay any of his signing bonus.
They get
Deshaun just got a free full year of $27 million, which is more than he makes this year. It's basically like they give him a year free of money that he doesn't have to pay back or play. But if he doesn't play, if he sits out, they can and probably will go after his signing bonus. That's why he needs to like start answering phone calls and texts and playing nice a little bit. Because if not, they'll have no reason not to say, hey, this is a financial issue. We gave him $27 million for free. That's just not – we're not – if you gave somebody who was – that was going to do something at your home, that was going to fix your roof, and you gave them $5,000 in advance, they go, you know what? We're not – we're actually out. We're not doing it anymore. I'm shutting down the business. Well, I want my $5,000 back. Well, this is $27 million. If you trade him, the team who trades for him, they're not giving you that money. The only way you can go after his money is if he sits out, and then you have to file a grievance, and that's when it's really ugly. So if Deshaun sits out, it will be more than just his contract he loses. This is why this whole Deshaun, will he sit out for the year? Are y'all stupid? They will go after all of his signing bonus, $27 million. At no point is that going to be okay for Deshaun.
Well, you know what? Whatever team they go to, guess what? You got to pay me the 27 because I haven't even started this contract.
Well, there's no such. Well, what you mean, Deshaun?
Deshaun gives back the 27.
Oh, you mean he has to renegotiate? So $27 million over.
They have to pay the 27.
4 years.
And actually, that does suck for the Texans. That signing bonus thing that Deshaun just gets to walk with it. Now Deshaun has to play. Deshaun won't make more. He has to play under the same deal. He's not getting another signing bonus. He's actually going to play under the deal that he signed, only he's going to do it with another team. The Texans do get job done, though. They do.
Oh, big time. Yep, yep. And like I said, it's not just the $27 million, which is more than he makes. It's also the cap hit that they were counting on getting rid of J.J. Watt's money and being able to maneuver around. You deal Deshaun, and that's a $22 million hit. J.J.'s was what, 17 and a half, 18?
17.
So you actually lose $5 million in the deal. If you got rid of Whitney Merciless, you're now down $8 million. Yeah. Minus $8
million.
Yeah,
but you lose all those sacks.
Yeah, that's why you can't do it. You could lose a bunch of hurries and pressures and assisted tackles.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 a season. 4 or 5.
I don't know where they came from, honestly. I look on a stat sheet, I'm like, at the end of the year, how did he get to 4?
He got him. He got 2 in one game.
Was it against a tight end or unblocked?
Yeah.
They slide protection away from him.
They just said,
quarterback,
you know,
missed his.
I don't think we have to block that guy. I don't think so. And then all of a sudden, here's Whitney tackling people.
Good times.
Yeah.
Get your boy.
Let's get Gilbert in here before we take a break. Hey, Gilbert. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, it's very surprising.
Gilbert's sleeping on the air. Gilbert! Yeah, he could. You know what? The phone drops somewhere around his navel, I think, when he falls asleep. Oh, because you can still hear him snoring.
Hey, you think he puts it on the table and falls? How does that work? He's not holding it, is he? Or does he have? You think he has a headset?
No. Oh,
why not?
Let's
the baller move.
You don't think he has a headset?
The Lou household, his mom and dad, they ain't going out of their way.
Gilbert ain't have the phone.
But you could have got a radio.
This is 60 years of Gilbert not working.
Radio Shack.
How do you explain this then? That he can fall asleep and still be heard?
I think it's right by his. He's sleeping and it's right by his shoulder.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. No, he doesn't have a headset.
I think he might.
He could.
When he's not calling us, he's doing stock trades.
Wouldn't he be overmodulated sometimes?
He is like one of those he's on the phone more than an operator is.
He calls a lot of people.
A lot of people.
He does?
Yeah. Wendy got a daily phone call from him. A daily.
And
by the time the answering machine picked it up, he was snoring.
And yes, what I'm saying. How does this guy?
By the time the answering machine picked it up?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Wendy. Was it her voice?
It was, yeah. Hi, this is Wendy Granato. General Manager, Channel 13, ABC 13. Please leave a message after the beep.
And so how would you feel if Gilbert goes, yeah, I'd probably pipe her anyway. Would that make you feel good?
you'd want him out too, wouldn't
now
you?
Now all of a sudden you want Gilbert out.
Anyway, so 713-780-3776. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see the whole press conference. That was Sean McVay's girlfriend.
Who's?
Sean McVay's girlfriend. You never saw that picture? Dude, never.
That's gross.
That's gross. Okay.
Yeah.
I like NFL to spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
Yeah. I like to reiterate that.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrible. Just awful. Anyway, so.
When are the Russians going to finally.
So
get
I don't,
something
I didn't listen
going
to
out
the,
of that country.
Ukraine. She's from the Ukraine.
Yeah, same.
The whole press conference. Did anybody ask him if he gets to pick his staff?
I don't think that was asked.
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
He clearly is not.
They're retaining everybody.
Well,
anybody Pat's that's under coming. Contract. You just. You
well,
just
you got to save some money somehow. You're firing everybody.
But here's the deal. You hire a guy that wasn't even on the radar, that had no opportunities, that wasn't going to get a head coaching job ever. Didn't even think. When was the before?
Hello?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, what's up, Gilbert?
Hey, Gilbert.
Tomorrow?
Hello, Gilbert.
Yeah, you're on.
Gilbert, are you there?
Gilbert.
Gilbert, are you there?
Hold on. What's he saying? What's
that? Yeah, I'm here.
Where's
tomorrow?
Gilbert, where are you? Gilbert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I can't.
What's Gilbert. Going on? Where were you?
We'll come on the other line anyway.
You were on the other line?
Tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to be a New York Jet tomorrow.
Ooh.
Officially at 3 o'clock Houston tonight.
Holy crap.
Press conference.
Lock that in, Dell.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern time.
No.
Deshaun?
Did you say Eastern or Houston
Eastern
time? What is it?
Did you say Eastern or Houston?
No, Deshaun Watson will be a New York Jet quarterback.
When?
Yeah,
what time does it happen?
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time?
3 o'clock Eastern time.
Eastern time. Are you saying Eastern time or Houston time?
Houston time. New York Democrat.
You don't know nothing.
Central time, yeah.
Central.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 o'clock Central, which is 4 o'clock Eastern. Deshaun Watson, they're going to make the announcement. Deshaun Watson, where did you get this information, Gilbert? Do you have a source?
Yeah, I got it from my computer.
You got it from your computer.
You have a computer? I don't want to go through that
what
timeline.
What else is on that computer?
No, I don't want to go through that timeline. It's like
Stan's
dad's computer. A lot of people going to be real upset tomorrow anyway.
A lot of people going to be real upset. I believe you.
What's that?
He said a lot of people going to be real upset tomorrow anyway.
Yeah. A lot of people are going to be real upset tomorrow anyway. No strict Gilbert.
Are you going to become a Jets fan, Gilbert?
Probably.
Oh, it's following Deshaun.
You are?
You
going to follow Deshaun? You like Deshaun?
Yeah.
So where did you hear this? I mean, what website?
His computer.
Future NFL.
You have a website that predicts NFL stuff?
Yep.
Why don't we wait and see what happens here?
Yeah, I'm not saying he's wrong.
No.
What did the Texans get back? So they're going to trade Deshaun. What do the Jets give the Texans in return?
I don't know. Good quarterback. I don't know what it is.
He knows he's going.
He
didn't know the specifics of the
good
deal.
Quarterback and the first pick in the draft. They have the second, but I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm meeting.
Okay, call Tate about the best hand news then, okay?
I don't know.
Talk to you later, gentlemen.
Hold on, Gilbert. What do you say when you leave?
Well, keep the leg a little frying, okay?
All right, Gilbert. Thank you, Brandon.
There it is.
Branding.
There it is.
Keep those egg rolls frying. Bye.
Bye. So, 3 o'clock tomorrow, Houston time.
I just wonder what the Texans – we understand Deshaun could get traded. Then the exciting thing is what the Texans will get back. He said a good quarterback and the first pick in the draft, which they don't have.
Wow. Maybe they'll have it next year.
Maybe they'll have the second pick in the draft by the time this trade goes down tomorrow. Darnold.
Maybe they'll trade up for it.
They'll have Sam Darnold. They'll have a top pick and probably some other stuff.
Maybe they'll trade up and then send that to the Texans.
So the Jags are going to trade. Okay.
You don't know?
You're right. I don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know.
The Jets. Tomorrow it jumps off. My gosh. So, for them to get a deal done that fast, the Jets are going to have to give up a ton.
And John is implying that the Jets will make a trade before then. The Jets will make multiple trades tomorrow.
The number one, they're going to get the number one overall pick and then send it to the Texans. Mm-hmm. Right?
So how much will the Jets be able to give the Texans?
Because they
had to they had to trade up to get to the Jags pick. So they had to give up stuff to get there.
Yeah.
So what will they be giving the Texans?
You know, like their next four drafts.
Ah.
All. Denzel Mims?
Ah, so the Texans.
You don't want to be in this trash-ass city. Yeah,
he's certainly not.
Yes, he is.
You don't want to be in Philly.
Nothing like that dirty-ass, trash-ass city.
Shout out to Philadelphia.
Deshaun, would you like to go to... Would you like to be traded to Philadelphia?
I like that dirty ass trash ass city.
Okay. I'll put them on the no trade list.
No. Is that a no?
So you're saying no, or what are we saying exactly?
I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah.
Look, we don't get to play that enough because why are we ever mentioning Denzel Mims?
Or Philadelphia.
But it's really good.
Anytime we talk about Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I like that dirty ass trash ass city.
All right. Beat it, Lance. 10 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about my man, Jeff Aronoff, over at Absolute Marble and Granite. And we're talking about big jobs. I'm talking about, like, seriously, huge jobs, like entire hotels where dude is putting in all the countertops or all the vanities and doing unbelievable work. And he's all over the country now, and literally all over the country, doing jobs for major chains and hotel chains. And he can do that same exact thing for you and your business or your home. You've got a big job, an entire patio, kitchen, outdoor kitchen and patio, and he can design the whole thing exactly where you're going to have your TVs outside, the setting up the and making the kitchen a second to none. And the patio, the tile, the marble, everything that's involved, he can pick it all out for you. Or you can sit down with his book, and you guys can take a look at it, and he could get that job done too. He's been doing it forever, and he's going to continue to do it forever here in the city of Houston. If you're looking for that kind of workmanship, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite, 713-880-2822.
ESPN 97.5.